Think of an introvert in your life. Quiet, a good listener. They'll go to a party, but they won't be the life of it. This morning, we're going to meet an introvert who learned to thrive in the spotlight with a little nudge from a friend. Radioactive's Surya Hendry has a story.
Meet Grace.
This is a jaw from a six-gill shark. It's the shark that's on the wall over there.
She's 16 years old and a volunteer at the Seattle Aquarium, where she chatters away to visitors about the scientific exhibits. It's no mystery why. Grace adores science, the way it answers the questions you never thought to ask. She ruled over all of us in chem last year, casually acing the exams we all struggled over. But chattering away to a group of strangers, that's more mysterious. As of this past fall, Grace was as quiet as the fish she describes every day. She was the girl who wouldn't raise her hand in French class, wouldn't talk to me at parties, and for the most part, being a wallflower didn't bother her. Then in January, there was a history presentation.
And so we had to give speeches and we were graded on how much we spoke.
Students gave speeches one after another. Each speech was impromptu and built on the speech before it.
Throughout the whole thing, I was like really afraid and I was really pushing myself to speak, but I couldn't. I was kind of afraid that I was going to say the wrong thing, not going to be able to speak, that I was going to like stutter and stuff.
She just couldn't stop second guessing herself.
What am I going to say? Well, maybe I've already talked enough. Do I know what I'm going to say? What should I say?
Grace was swallowed by her own emotions.
Frustration, doubt, fear, panic.
The assignment ended and she could already feel the tears brimming over her lashes. She hadn't been able to speak enough. Her classmates headed off to lunch.
And I kind of just like wandered around outside. I was definitely crying.
It was the first time her quietness had spelled destruction. Silence had always just been part of her identity. She moved from China to the States when she was 4.
I guess I was still speaking Chinese, and so I had to, like, learn English, and I wasn't comfortable with speaking.
Introversion and a language barrier sentenced her to silence, preventing close friendships.
I had friends in elementary school, except they weren't really my friends. And then eventually in junior high, I think I realized that the reason I wasn't close to them was because I never talked.
And I didn't get it. I love talking. I love the way my enthusiasm can become contagious. I love to rattle off debate points, recite poetry. I love to perform, and I couldn't see why she didn't. I mean, she's incredibly smart, 4.0 in all advanced classes, and if she ever studies, I've never seen it happen. She's articulate, too, when she actually talks. But maybe she could learn to like the limelight. So there was this club, the Future Business Leaders of America. And it had a regional speaking competition about a month after the history presentation. If we placed well, we could attend a state competition in the spring. I asked her to be my competition partner.
The format was intimidating, to say the least.
My partner and I were given 20 minutes to prepare for a 7-minute presentation.
The entire presentation was like a conversation, dependent on ability to speak up, act confident. Improvise.
Conversations are basically impromptu speaking. I think that is kind of why I'm also bad at conversations.
Grace doesn't like the rush, the banter.
My brain just doesn't work like that, man.
If Grace and I wanted to sound like natural communicators in front of the regional judges, we had an ocean to cross. So we got together to practice. I wanted to jump in and rehearse every possible presentation technique. Grace wanted to grab a snack, sip some water, rattle on about school stuff, the weather, anything to avoid practice. And yet, little by little, we improved. The day of the competition arrived. I knew we would succeed. We were escorted to the judges. We were ready to go. She introduced herself, shook the judge's hand, smiled winningly, and crashed.
I was kind of like fumbling around for words to say, for stuff to say. Oh my God, I'm running out of stuff to say. What do I say? What do I say?
We squeaked into 6th place, barely qualifying for the spring state competition, which was both incredibly competitive and 2 months away. As I organized practice days, Grace, ever the scientist, volunteered at the Seattle Aquarium.
In my interview, they asked me what my greatest weakness was, and I said that it was communicating with people.
That weakness couldn't last long. After all, her job required her to talk.
Well, you have to sound enthusiastic, otherwise people won't want to listen to you if you sound like you're dead. You know, when you speak and you sound more confident, you kind of become more confident.
Confidence and enthusiasm, the hallmarks of a good presentation. And I guess those skills are what made it so that at the state competition, we introduced ourselves, shook the judges' hands, smiled winningly, and...
Oh my god.
We won second place in the state.
I was at that point really comfortable with speaking. It was good.
She had proven herself. She could simply do more now.
I thought it'd be a good idea to start a club, TSA, and that stands for Technology Student Association. Starting a new club will involve a lot of giving presentations, being someone who's approachable, getting information out to my club members, things like that. And so it requires a lot of communication. And because I've gotten so much better at it over the year, I feel like this is a thing that's very doable for me.
Despite all this, Grace is still an introvert. If you found her at a party, Grace would still be the one in the corner playing games on her phone. If you found her in a classroom, Grace would still be the one that never raised her hand. It's not that her quietness has disappeared. It's that it can't control her. And that's why if you found her in an aquarium, Grace would be the one chattering away by the six-gill shark.
And so actually all sharks, they grow rows of teeth.
For Radioactive, this is Surya Hendry.
Right up. And so about every 2 weeks, a shark's tooth will only last.
Radioactive is KUOW's youth media program. Find us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.